you see this cycle as being about 20 years each time?
We do. It's very interesting. And what's interesting is that we will find that the crystal generation will end about the time of the big years, 2012 through 2015.
Oh, wait. I was just going to say, 2012 will come up with a new generation
of
children.
We're already starting
to see it. And what will they be called? Who names them anyway?
Well, it's kind of a consensus. It's like the collective unconscious comes up with a name. We are calling them the Rainbow Children.
That's what they'll be called?
Yes.
Already, so they've got a name already.
Well, there's a few of them being born. We call them the scouts. The scouts are the ones who come early to literally scout out the energy in the planet and kind of make it safe for the others to follow. I've only met that I can verify three Rainbow Children, one deep down in Mexico by Chichen Itza and two over in Europe. And these children, all I can say is that they're saint-like. They are more interested in giving than receiving. One little girl that was definitely a rainbow that I was with spent the whole time we were together with her forehead next to mine sending me energy is all I can describe it. And all I saw was pictures of dolphins in my mind as she was sending me energy. It was wild.
Has anybody done a DNA analysis of indigo children or crystal children to see if there's any kind of similarities here?
Boy, I would welcome that, and I would be happy to work with such a researcher and give them my data, because I think that we are seeing the DNA strands, reconnecting on a higher level, and that's what's going on.
Well, that could be
I think we're seeing evolution in progress, and the medical community is not keeping up with the fact that we're evolving, and the best they can do is use ancient diagnoses of ADHD and autism, because they are scratching their heads. The media is screaming that there's an epidemic of autism at the same time that the teachers are telling me that these new wonderful children are in their classrooms acting like Harry Potter, magically making things levitate and healing other kids with their minds. You know, these kids are not autistic unless you spell it A-W-E.
Yeah, exactly. And so autistic children are being... crystal children are being confused with being autistic.
And some of them are being put through needless surgery because doctors think that they have hearing impairment, and they're putting metal tubes, grommets, in their ears. These poor children who are so sensitive that they can't even use regular laundry detergent without coming out with a rash. Can you imagine that sensitivity level being put under needless surgery? My job is to help to increase awareness that there is another way of looking at these children besides the traditional medical way.
Just last week, the FDA, which was grossly overdue in doing this, said that antidepressants, some of them, could be dangerous for children, creating suicidal tendencies and very erratic behavior. Given that, they continue to prescribe drugs like Ritalin to children, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's crazy. And, our own government says that in many cases, 30% of our school children are taking Ritalin. And yet, if you look at the PDR and look at the side effects, they are just what you said, depressed mood, psychological dependency, heart palpitations, weight loss. And Ritalin can also retard growth on every organ in the body, including the brains, and there's no studies that exist on the irreversibility of these symptoms. It's not uncommon to go to a schoolyard and see lines of children waiting for their dosage of Ritalin in the same place where we're telling them just say no to drugs.
Now, how would you describe, because we just talked about an indigo child, having the bigger eyes, the bigger type
forms. That's the crystal children.
Oh, those are the crystal children.
Crystal children, the little brothers and sisters of the indigos.
Okay.
Are the ones with the big eyes. And we've all seen them. These are the children that stare, and they see right into your soul. They connect on a very deep level.
And you can tell when they're babies, can't you?
Yeah, oh boy, you sure can. I mean, it's beyond the cute little baby big eyes. These are kids who have the eyes of an old soul. They look like little Yodas.
I'm choking now. What do parents say about their children who may be crystal children, and they just don't know about this?
Well, it's interesting. The parents of crystal children are thrilled because these children are extremely easy to raise. They're very easygoing. The only time they seem to get cranky is if they're kept indoors too long, because they are true nature lovers. They have to get outside every day, no matter what the weather. And the only problems that the parents report with crystal children is that they seem to not need as much sleep as normal people. They either exist on prana and chi, or it's because they're so involved with life that they don't want to miss anything.
They've got high energy.
Huge energy. I mean, beyond high energy. They're not hyperactive in the traditional sense. It's just that they don't want to sleep.
Any special gift storing? I mean, are they telepathic or anything like that?
Well, yes. I mean, these parents report, and many mothers in my case studies have found that they themselves became psychic when they were pregnant with the baby. The psychic experience for the first time. And then when the baby's born, both parents, mom and dad, have telepathic communication with the baby beyond what we normally would expect. And it continues as the child grows up. And telepathy is just a more efficient way to communicate than the spoken or written word. And so the child's choosing a more efficient way to communicate and doesn't talk. And the parent often, the problems begin when the parent gets embarrassed when someone comes up to the little kid and says, "Oh, hi there, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And the little child answers that stranger telepathically. And the stranger can't hear it.
Yeah.
And the mom gets all embarrassed and carts her daughter off to the doctor, and you know, gets the daughter gets slapped with the autism.
And the little child thinks everyone can understand her, right?
Exactly.
That's interesting. I wonder about crystal child to crystal child, what they think or say to each other telepathically.
Well, what the crystal children have as a criteria is they scan other children, other people, to notice whether that person has their heart open. In other words, whether that's a compassionate, loving child. And so crystal children can appear to be loners, but what it is, I don't know about you, George, but when I was in school, there was mean kids, and sometimes I would try and make the mean kids like me. It usually didn't work, but I would try. These children, I think, are smarter than I was, or some people from my generation. They just stay away from mean kids. They just avoid them. And they only hang out with, usually, with, if there's other crystal children, they definitely will play with them. But they prefer to be with senior citizens and animals, because those are beings who are loving.